Kaiser tomorrow.
Hello, special Simon Tuff, Mem Chef, Simon Aleph.
Chomish for any Yehudi, Shavuot of a Pesach, Mutar Afilu Bachilu. Chomish of a Goy that's Avol of a Pesach is Mutar for a Jew, even Bachilu. Shagur Chomish Hainu Im Hupotzek, if it's dough or Afilu Pas. Even if it's bread, the mukum shenoyig and heter b'pashal akum. Okay, if there's a heter pasakum, shoyin yehudi, but what did in shalefker? If it was ownerless, also it'd be the same thing. The kevin shal nas the iser b'shiyosoi, since there was no iser done by the chametz being kept around on Pesach, the dilah chametz are achilosoi. So there's no din of chametz shavu l'av Pesach. V'akein ger shemis. Koydim Pesach, v'niach chametz. So the koydim is zoicha b'yachad Pesach, mutar loya chametz ach v'achil. So the ger has no yarshim, which means it was hefker during Pesach. So whoever grabs it at the Pesach can grab it. Yisrael sheish l'shut v'sim agoy, the chametz. What about Yisrael and a goy that have a shut v'sim in a business that has chametz? For avol of a Pesach. V'cholok atzma imanochi achra Pesach, and he split up the goods with the goy after Pesach. Chelko shel anochi achra Pesach mitamano. The chelok of the goy after Pesach is mitamano. The bedrabbanan amin yish breiru. The huver adover the mafreya shushal akum. Meaning, even though during Pesach it was not divided up, so you could look at it as the Jew is a chelok in half. In half of everything, and the goy is a chelek in half of everything. So even if you'll divide it up later and give 50% here, 50% here, it won't help you, because at the time it wasn't split up like that. K'mashulon, and by the rabbanon, which over here we're talking about the rabbanon of chomer shel Pesach, we say yesh breira, that it's huvra l'mafreya, that was the chelek that was supposed to be for the goy, and that was the chelek that was supposed to be for the Jew. So Mamela, the chid that the goy takes out the Pesach will be mutter. Vayim b'mekorchaim the mitzadi dafkan v'sher chametz amud b'beis nachri. He says, but that's only if this is the mekorchaim. Mekorchaim that we learned. Meshavur quotes mekorchaim. Yevalde. He seems to say that it's only when the chametz was sitting in the goy's house. They have should the bezeh to the bachil motor. It could be a tiv motor bachil. The chalkos yisav, but the chelik of the Jews. I'll say, but no, because it's chomer shel Pesach. What did Shnei Yisraelim sheish lam shut v'sim mocher echad mein chalkos la'akum? Motor chelik shenapul loisu yisav shemocher chalkoi. The chelik shistrov aser. Same thing. Two yidden, one sold his share to the goy, and one didn't. So his half will be. And then divide it up after. His half will be mutter, his half will be awesome. Sounds like, I think it means a case like of our type of sale. We sold it to the goy and then he bought it back from the goy. Okay. In any Yehudi, maybe he sold during Chametz v'yomachon shel Pesach. If a goy brings a Jew a gift, coming over the 8th day Pesach, he brings a gift and it's chametz. Loi yekablani Yisrael, Yisrael should not take it. Vagam loi hinikim b'toich ma'isav shel chametz boy. He shouldn't even show that he wants it. B'toich sheyoyim she'en arayt z'shik ne'loi v'shusay. And it's good for him to even articulate that he doesn't want that his reshus to be koined for him. What is the chiddush here? Yoyim acharon zoktim b'shemur oizgim. Or ad shum d'rabbanon. Meaning the mechab is saying even yoyim acharon that it's only d'rabbanon. The 8th day is the Rabbanon. The Kodesh came to Pesach Gufay. Why you complain that Yisrael Mishum Ba Yirah? If he takes it, it's Ba Yirah. Yim Kibloi. If he does accept the gift, Asim Ba Noh Lacha Pesach. Mishum Da Mechavet Shri Yisrael Shal Lava Pesach. And not only that, the Lo Yehi Nikah, he shouldn't even show that he wants it. The main nicker shechavitz boy, the shows he wants it. Going shamalai, harich mevakam tznuah pleinu bechatzeri. Go put it in the corner of the yard. So then chatzera kind of like it's chatzos kind of for him. Aval mainai nicker, but if he doesn't show that he wants it, av shaakam mashir ladorim b'seich bezer shari, and the guy just puts it down somewhere, then it's mutter. The mistami yisur lo nikalei bechatzera ain't a kind of like bal korchay. Mistami was never kind of from him, and his chatzim is not kind of from either because he doesn't show that he wanted it. The Alkain, Afilia Mahi Zebi Yom Tavi, should not be shari, that Chomets would be mutter after Pesach. The Torah Shiyayim, it's better to say, Sherevites, I don't want, I know after he's had a din, Afilia B'Stam and Nami Shari, even though we just said in the previous Sif Cotton, that Mitzad a din, as long as you keep your mouth shut, that should be good enough. But it's better to come up with a Rabbah of the Milsa, Yom the Befeir Sherevites. It's better to say straight out that you don't want. And if you say that, then if you show him, oh yeah, put it down over there, it'll still be mutter, because you're showing, I didn't tell him to put it back down over there because I want to be calling it, I told him to put it down there because I had to do something with it. It's ugly, Zahar, the Chfayt will have Kli, but you have to cover with a Kli, Ada Erev, until after Yom Tif, Mushabbos, or Yom Tif, I feel Yom Tif Achar. Elim can't be Yom Tif Achar and Sabbath Lech HaShaykh, unless the guy brought it on the Yom Tif Achar and right before the end of the day. Then there's no chash of Shem Yishkach Yechlenu, and therefore you don't have to cover it. The Mechalamayit talks last in the front of Mechisa, Gavaya Sarat Falkam. Mechalamayit says it's a mutter to make a Mechisa. On Shabbat and Yom Tov, you can't make a Mechisa. You have to cover with a Kli. We had this Gemara in the first parak about making Mechisa to cover with a Kli, yeah? Remember? But if it's Mechalamayit, you have to make a Mechisa. Which is Bar Lael Simon Topman, which we had already that din, and we had the Gemara in the first parish.
Why is the only problem from Shai Shabbat? Why is
it only comment on? Because he's going in the case where there's never Makabo Shimon.
He doesn't want it.
So he doesn't own it. Yeah? If the guy is comment in his Rishus that he was not Makabo Chayas on. So that's called It's called a chayim, right? So it's called a chayim. There's no problem by Yeroa, but there's a problem of Shema Yoichel. Good. Okay. Go ahead.